The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
What's trending now?
Go!
Kristen knows. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
So yeah, if you're just now joining us, we are discussing the death of Liam Payne, a former member of One Direction. That was one of his impressive high notes, by the way. There were a lot of dedications online to Liam Payne. So the cause of death has now been revealed. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a trigger warning because we're going the top medic has just released information as to the injuries he sustained when he fell off the balcony. So Liam Payne was in Argentina. He had gone there a couple weeks ago to talk to Niall Horan and see him in concert. His girlfriend had been with him. She left a couple of days ago. He just posted to Snapchat yesterday some videos that he had taken a couple of days prior. And then we get the news that Liam Payne has died because he fell off a third floor balcony in Argentina. So apparently Liam Payne fractured his skull and died instantly of very serious injuries. And this is according to medical officials there in Argentina. So first responders rushed to the Casa Sur Palermo Hotel in Buenos Aires after receiving an emergency call from a frantic manager. And there was nothing they could do to save him when they got there. And this is according to the emergency services chief, Alberto Crescenti. He said, our role was to head there quickly, give medical attention, and try to resuscitate him. But his injuries were incompatible with life.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's heartbreaking. And then also, what's so eerie is Liam Payne's ex-fiance, Maya Henry, claimed he recently predicted his early death in an episode of the podcast she was on, The Internet is Dead. So 2 days before we break this news that Liam Payne is no longer with us, she's on a podcast saying this.
He would always message me ever since we broke up, like, oh, I'm not well. And he would always play with death and be like, well, I'm going to die. I'm not doing well. I know the lifestyle he lives, and there is a day where something bad is going to happen. So I would always be like, okay, he's saying these things. I have to help him, because if I don't, I will never be able to live with myself if something does happen to him. There was one time I tried to get him help. He was like not taking it. And it's just always the same cycle. Like, for example, when I announced my book, he did the same thing. He called my mom. I think I'm not going to be around much longer.
So eerie.
That is eerie. I believe in that. I believe in the power of the tongue, and you got to be very careful what you say. It's like similar to Kobe Bryant, who used to always say he was going to die young, and he did. And you should be very careful about speaking those things into existence.
Yeah, in a case like this, though, I said this earlier that he seems to have been going through a rough time. And I think a lot of the people in his closest circle now are probably going, what could we have done? They're living with this guilt now. What could we have done?
Oh, there'll be survivor guilt, I bet.
For sure. And the truth of the matter is, there's probably nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
No, not at all. All right. So moving on into some other entertainment news. Joker 2 is going to lose up to $200 million at the box office. So it is poised to become one of the biggest box office flops in history. So according to a report, the Joker 2 cost $200 million to produce, with an additional $100 million going to marketing and distribution. So when you split the ticket sales between studios and theater owners, it would need to gross $450 million to even break even, and they are nowhere close to that.
Good. So now Hollywood knows not to shove musicals down our throat. Okay, what have you learned, Hollywood? Okay.
All right, and Luke Combs and Eric Church's benefit show, Concert for Carolina, had such high demand for tickets that they decided to live stream the event. So if you weren't one of the lucky 75,000 fans that were able to snag tickets to the October 26th show at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium, you can now watch from the convenience of your home. So it's only $24.99 with the option to donate more if you're able. And all the proceeds are going to those in North Carolina affected by Hurricane Helene. So the money is definitely going to be well spent, because North Carolina got rocked to its core. Right. So in addition to Luke Combs and Eric Church, you have Billy Strings, Keith Urban, Bailey Zimmerman, Sheryl Crow, and also James Taylor.
In my mind, I'm born Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Leaning just like a friend of mine to keep me from behind. When I'm born Carolina in my mind.
I think I just read that these last two hurricanes have done $30 billion of damage. It's the most that the country has ever seen in back-to-back hurricanes.
Wow. All right, coming up in your next entertainment buzz, some of pop's biggest stars are leaving their tributes and condolences of Liam Payne. And we will tell you what they are saying in your next entertainment buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.